God is too faithful to fail us. And that must be the assurance at this time that we are serving a God that is too faithful. He's too faithful to fail us. He's too faithful to leave us. No matter the attendant challenges around, no matter what is happening around us. We bless the name of the Lord for this nation, Nigeria. For the last 1 week, God has sustained us, and we appreciate his holy name. And we pray that the mighty hand of God will continue to be upon this nation in Jesus' name, that the plan and purpose of God for Nigeria shall be fulfilled. Can we please turn our Bible to the book of Colossians, chapter 4 and verse 17. Colossians, chapter 4, verse 17. Are we there? I read. And say to Archippus, take heed to the ministry which you have received in the Lord, that you may fulfill it. I will read again. And say to Archippus, take heed to the ministry which you have received in the Lord, that you may fulfill it. Apostle Paul writing the Colossians and telling them to say to Archippus, a pastor of the church of Laodicea, that take heed to the ministry that you have received, that you may be able to fulfill it. At this point in time, Apostle Paul knew that his time was almost up, and he was trying to encourage other believers, other Christians, to take heed of the ministry in which God has committed into their hands. No matter how we stay long here on earth, a time is coming that we are going to take a bow from this planet. No matter how long our time is, a time is coming that we will drop our sword at the feet of Jesus. And what should be so paramount in our heart is how to be fulfilled in life. How am I going to be fulfilled in life? So that at the end of my sojourn here on earth, I won't live to regret. And this morning, by the grace of God, we'll be speaking briefly on the 3 W's of God to live a fulfilled life. The 3 W's of God to live a fulfilled life. And each of the W that we shall be examining this morning, on their own, it's a topic that we can even take for months. But just for the purpose of what God wants to pass across to us this morning, we'll just be considering them together, and I believe that God will bless us richly to this in Jesus' name. The number one W that God wants us to understand for us to be fulfilled in life is the will of God. Can you please say after me, the will of God? The number one W that God wants us to understand for us to be fulfilled in life is to understand the concept of God's will in your life. And even though there are a lot of misinterpretations about the will of God, I will just try to briefly simplify it so that we'll be able to understand anytime we hear about the will of God, what it really means. Even though the will of God is everything that God desires or wishes to happen in our lives. What desires for you, what God wishes to happen in your life, that is the will of God. But I'll be breaking the will of God down into two parts. The will of God before conversion and the will of God after conversion. The will of God, there's a will of God in our life before we became born again. And in the book of 1 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 4. 1 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 4. God said very clearly, who desires all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of truth. God desires that all men will be saved. God wants everybody to be saved, no matter your color, no matter your tribe, no matter your nation. It is the will of God for each and everybody to be saved. And for us to be able to fulfill the plan and purpose of God for our life, the number one thing that is paramount is for us to be saved. It's for us to surrender the totality of our life unto God. That is the starting point. If you want to be fulfilled in life, you are yet to surrender your life to Christ. If you the number one thing that is very important for you to do is to surrender your life to Christ. That is where you can start from, surrendering your life to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And after that, after conversion, what is the will of God for my life? After conversion, the second part of the will of God is the will of God after conversion. After I became born again, after I have surrendered my life to Christ, what is the will of God for my life? And we also try to look at that in two different parts. In two different parts for us to be able to understand what the will of God is for our life after conversion. The first part is the general will of God. The general will of God is the will of God that God expects every believer to do while on this planet Earth. That is the will of God. It is general for everybody, no matter who you are. Either you just became born again now, either you have become born again for years. The will of God for you, that God expects every believer to be able to fulfill. And talking about this will of God, I will just try to look at some of them. Some of this general will of God that God expects us to be able to know and do. God said in the book of Matthew chapter 7 verse 21, he said, "Not everyone who says to me, 'Lord, Lord,' will enter the kingdom of heaven, but the one who does the will of my Father who is in heaven." That means our entrance to heaven is by doing God's will. It is not everybody that will make it to heaven. It is only those people that are doing the will of God. If you are not doing the will of God, my brothers and sisters, let me tell you that it will be very difficult for you to make it to heaven. The only way whereby you can make it to heaven is by doing God's will. Don't say because you are born again, but you are neglecting the will of God. If you are doing this, there is no opportunity for you to gain entry into the kingdom of God. And we will look at 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 and verse 3. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 verse 3. God said very clearly, "For this is the will of God, your sanctification." For this is the will of God, your sanctification, that you abstain from sexual immorality. This is God's will. So if you are saying that I don't know the will of God, there are some will of God that God has revealed for us in his word that we're just supposed to follow. And it is by following this general will of God that God will reveal his specific will for you. If you are not following this general will of God, God will not reveal his specific will for you. God says this is his will. Your sanctification, that you abstain from sexual immorality. Maybe you have been believing God for a partner, future partner, and you have been practicing sexual immorality. God cannot reveal your future partner for you because you have been neglecting this will of God that is paramount, your sanctification. In a fellowship, a sister came to me that he had fasted for over 1 month, maybe 1 or 2 months, and she came to, I've not even fasted for that long. I just wonder, she said she had been waiting on the Lord for who to marry, and God did not speak. I now try to ask her some further question. In the process, I know that she had been neglecting this command of God. This is the will of God, your sanctification. She had been practicing sexual immorality. There's no way you can be practicing this that God will reveal to you who you want to marry. And in some other areas of your life, God expects us to separate ourselves.
to live a holy life. God wants us to live a holy life, and it is by practicing this will of God that you are on your way to be fulfilled in life. Another will that God was so specific about in the scripture, in the book of Ephesians chapter 5, verses 17 to 18. Ephesians chapter 5, verses 17 to 18. Therefore, do not be unwise, but understand what the will of the Lord is. And do not be drunk with wine, in which it is dissipation, but be filled with the Spirit. Another translation says in NLT, don't be drunk with wine, because that will ruin your life. Instead, let the Holy Spirit fill and control you. So it is the will of God for us to be filled with the Holy Spirit, to be filled with the power of the Holy Spirit. And the same thing that wine, when people are being drunk, that does in the people. The word of God is telling us that that is what the Holy Spirit is supposed to be doing in you. The Holy Spirit is supposed to be the one that will be controlling your life, that will be directing your life, any step you want to take in life. And another will of God is contained in the book of 1 Peter. 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 15. 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 15. For this is the will of God, that by doing good you may put to silence the ignorance of foolish men. God wants each and every one of us to do good. To do good to our fellow brothers, to do good to our fellow sisters, our neighbor, to do good in the land. God wants us to do good. And this is by living a good and honest life. Are you living a deceitful life? If you are living a deceitful life, you are going against the will of God. You are not on your road to be fulfilled in life. And another one that all of us we know very well, we can quote it offhand, is contained in the book of 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse 8. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 verse 18. In everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. In everything, no matter the situation, no matter the circumstances, it is the will of God for us to give thanks, to appreciate God. A lot of us complain a lot. We complain. In fact, they can make us a minister of complaint. So, and it is the will of God. God wants us to be appreciating him for that which he has done, for what he has done for us. He has given us the gift of life. You are living. So God wants us to be thankful unto him, to appreciate him in every areas and aspect of our life. And it is when we are doing this general will of God that God will now reveal his specific will for us. The specific will of God. Who do you want me to marry? Where do you want me to be based? Which occupation do you want me to take up? God will now begin to reveal his specific will for your life. A man of God said, it is so easy to know the will of God if you can answer these three questions. That is so easy to know the will of God if you can answer these three questions. Said the first question is it scriptural? What I want to do, is it scriptural? Is it biblical? And the second question is it the desire of my heart? Not the desire of your flesh. Is it the desire of my heart? The third question is there a need for it? Is there a need for it? If you answer no to any of these questions, that means that particular sin is not the will of God for your life. You must have yes in all these three questions. The second W of God is the way of God. God's way. God's way. For us to be fulfilled in life, we have to know God's way for our life. Do you know David asked God that he wanted to build a temple for him? God said, no, I don't want you to do that. I don't want you to do it. It is not my will for you to build a temple for me. But there is a way that thing you have mentioned can still be achieved. You have to prepare the way for your son that is coming. Prepare the way. It is not my will for you, but you will prepare the way for your son that is coming to come and accomplish that will. And God also used John the Baptist. God did not use him as our savior. God used him to prepare the way. And a lot of times you have to understand the way of God. I've known God's will. Which way do God want me to follow to be able to accomplish his will for my life? This is a very broad topic, but I will just try to summarize, it. And we'll look at the book of Job 23, verse 11. Job 23, verse 11. My foot has held fast to his steps. I have kept his way and not turned aside. My foot has held fast to his steps. I have kept his way and not turned aside. One thing that God wants us to do is just to follow his way. To take a step at a time with Jesus. My foot has held fast to his steps. That means as Jesus is taking a step, our foot is also stepping on that step that Jesus Christ has taken. That means Jesus Christ is the one leading us. We are just following. And there's no way we can be following Jesus that will miss our way in life. God revealed a revelation to a man of God, and the man of God saw a very old man leading an agile and energetic young man. The old man was in front, the young man was behind him, following him. And you know how old men, how they would take their pace, very, very slow. It got to a point that the young man was so tired that I can't continue to follow this old man. It's just better I overtake him. So the young man overtook the old man and he went ahead. He was just moving. He had covered quite a distance and he got to a point that the road was splitted into two. At that point, he was so confused. What am I going to do? Which way am I going to take? Is it A or B? At that point of his confusion, he had to cry unto God that, God, at this point in time, I don't know what to do again. What am I going to do? God was very merciful, and God told him that, you will wait for that old man that is coming behind you. A lot of us, we are too fast for God. We are running ahead of God, and God wants us to take it easy. And that is why sometimes we might have to wait. Just wait, because we are not taking a step at a time with Jesus. A lot of times that we need to wait for a very long time is because we are far ahead of God. Suppose we are taking a step at a time with Jesus, we won't get to a point in time that we will be confused about life. So the third W of God for us to be fulfilled in life. The first one is the will of God. The second one is the way of God. What is the third one? What is the third W of God? Word of God. The third W of God. The words of God. The third W of God is the weight of God. Is the weight of God. After you have known and do the will of God, after you have followed his way strictly, God will now put his weight behind you. God will put his weight behind you. God will give you his full support. God will give you his full support. If it is healing that you need, God will give you. If it is direction that you need, God will give you. If it is provision that you need, God will give you. Because you are doing the will of God, you are following His way, God will now put His full weight behind you. The weight of God. 2 Samuel chapter 22 and verse 19. Second Samuel 22 and verse 19. They confronted me in the day of my calamity, but the Lord was my support. They confronted me in the day of my calamity, but the Lord was my support. I now remembered or understand why David, anytime he slipped away into an error, he quickly retraced his step back to God, because he understood the support of God. He knew very well that if God put His weight behind you, just go and sleep. There's no principalities and powers that will be able to overcome you. There's no challenges of life that can stand before you if God is your support in everything, in every areas and aspect of our life. And for us to be able to be fulfilled in life, we need to do the will of God. We need to understand the way God wants us to follow for God to be able to put His weight behind us. In our career, if that career is the career that God has chosen for you, God will put His full weight behind you, that nothing can shake you, that no circumstances of life can hinder you, because you are in step, in tune with the Lord. And this morning, I want each and every one of us to check our life. To check our life. What I'm doing, is it the will of God for me? The way I am following, is it the way that God wants me to follow? Is it the way God wants me to follow? Maybe that might be the reason why life is so frustrating unto me. Why things are not going the way I want. Maybe I'm not taking a step at a time with Jesus. As we bow down our hearts this morning, let us just go to God individually and retrace our step back to the Lord. God, I know that I've slipped away. I know that what I'm doing presently is not Your will. And if it is the will of God you are doing, are you following the way God wants you to follow to be able to accomplish that will? That God, I know I'm in Your will, but I'm not following Your way. That God, You will help me to follow Your way, to take a step at a time with You. Let Your footsteps be my pathway as from today. Help me, O Lord. Help me, dear Father. As we do the will of God and follow His way, the scripture says the path of the righteous shines like a sun. It shines brighter and brighter unto the perfect day. If you know you are doing the will of God and you are following His way, can you just pray unto God that, God, put Your weight behind me. Give me Your full support in this area of my life. Let my life shine brighter and brighter unto the perfect day. Let my light shine, O Lord, brighter and brighter unto the perfect day. Jesus, You are so good to me in all circumstances. In all circumstances. Oh, Jesus, You are so good to me in all circumstances. Ooh. In all circumstances. Ancient of Days, indeed, You are so good to us in all circumstances, in every areas and aspect of our life. Father, O Lord, this morning, as many that are yet, Father, O Lord, to do your will before conversion, as many that are listening to me either online or that are here, that are yet to surrender their life unto them, unto you, I pray, strength of this, Father, O Lord, that you will touch their hearts. Father, O Lord, that you will convict them, that they will surrender the totality of their life unto you. As many that are heart of your will, that are heart of your way, Father, O Lord, we surrender our will, Father, O Lord, this morning, Father, O Lord, for your will. We surrender our way for your way this morning, that ancient of this will direct us aright. And as from now, you will put your full weight behind us. You will support us. In every areas and aspect of our life, we will enjoy your full support. In that career, in that home, in that business, in that direction, that will enjoy your full support. As we go in the course of this week, we ask that your presence will go with us, that your face will shine upon us. You will lead us aright. No evil shall befall us, and only your name alone shall be glorified. Thank you, dear Father. We bless your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed.